Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Hot Topics are brought to you by the Colville Pro Rodeo. Steve, what do you have for us today? Anything exciting in your Hot Topics?
Well, Jay, we were talking earlier about Mr. Pat Sajak.
Yes.
So I was curious, if you could be on any game show as a contestant or as a host, which game show would you want to be on? I guess they can be two separate questions.
I've already got this. I've said it numerous times, and I'm very passionate about this being the game show I want to be on. It's $100,000 Pyramid. It is the easiest one to win $100,000.
I think you're right, Kevin.
I think, you know, I could go on
or,
there and have
or
a
even a big
chance.
Chunk of money. I mean, even if you don't win at all, you still win quite a bit.
It's a fun game. It's pretty easy. And there's just a good chance to win. And it's fun because you get to play with a celebrity, which is kind of cool. So you get all the aspects of it. That is my answer for the game show I want to be on.
I did watch America Says yesterday a couple times just because the sports right now before the NBA Finals wasn't a lot and it wasn't feeling that great. So I was just sitting there watching TV and I was like, well, this is just basically Family Feud.
Oh, it is.
And I was
it's a survey show.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, well, this one's just kind of Family Feud, only they give you the first initials of
Family
the...
Family Feud would be fun, too.
Family Feud would be great.
I always thought that would be fun, but...
Yeah, but not as easy to
individual,
win. Not as easy to win. Yeah, I think you might be right. Pyramid is the easiest to win money, and it would be, like, everybody feels like they're pretty good at that one, and I don't know if that means because they are, or you're right, Kevin, and it's just easier. Why, Steve, do you have one?
I think the Price is Right would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Price is Right's hard to win.
True, unless you cheat.
Well, how do you do that?
Well, you watch every episode. You know the... That's how people on that show win. They watch every episode, and then they'd be like, oh, I've seen this before on this show.
I saw, again, flipping through on Let's Make a Deal. It is funny, Kevin, how many people are repeats on those shows.
Yes.
So there was a Let's Make a Deal, and they wear... I guess I forgot. They just wear costumes or something.
Yeah, they all have to dress up.
Yeah, the new version especially, plus the crowd is tiny in the new version, so your chances of getting on are pretty good. And there was this couple there dressed in scuba gear.
Oh.
Very elaborate scuba gear. So it was one of those at the end where, you know, they come up and they say, I'll give you $100 if you have a paperclip or whatever it happens to be. And the question was, I'll give you $100 if you can tell me what scuba stands for. Because they were wearing scuba gear. And the guy goes, are you an actual scuba diver? And the guy goes, no, we won this on The Price is Right or some or one of the other game shows. So he and his wife had been on another show, won scuba gear, wore it to the other game show.
I like it.
I was like, wow. Elaborate costume.
We don't scuba dive, but here we have
They also didn't win $100.
Oh, no.
That's a shame.
Steve, $1 if you know what scuba stands for.
Stands for?
Yeah.
Or is short for?
Oh, good Lord.
Swimming?
Nope, I retract it. Kevin, $1 if you know what scuba stands for.
Scuba stands for Steve can't understand basic asking.
Here, just take the dollar. Here you go. There you go.
Thank you, Jay.
Well, that was kind of rude.
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
$1 for Kevin.
You're welcome, Kevin. Glad I could help you out there.
Thank you, Steve. You know what? You want to play a game? I'll give you a chance to win this dollar.
Okay, let's go.
I just got it. You know what?
It's burning a hole in his pocket, guys.
If I knew where my wallet was... That's over there. Never mind.
By the way, self-contained underwater breathing apparatus, in case you're curious.
Thank you, Jay. That is what scuba stands for.
Yeah. Self-contained.
You probably knew that, right, Steve?
I've heard that before.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I heard it too. I couldn't come up with it when the show was on, though. I'm like, apparatus.
Yeah.
One of the hot topics I wanted to bring up was the cruise.
Yeah, let's go.
Because it's a big deal. July 11th, we have a cruise on Lake Coeur d'Alene. It's the only one of the summer.
Yes, sir.
This is all you got. If you want to come out and cruise with us, it is fun. 7 to 10 p.m. It's 3 hours. You go out.
Steve's
lots
first
of dancing,
cruise, by the way.
Right, Jay. It is Steve's first cruise. And the other day, Steve Hawk, who has been here for many years and has heard all the stories from... the boys that used to work here, that they had good times on the cruise.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
And so he was very excited for producer Steve, who was like, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to go. Is that what you said?
I did not say that.
Wow.
I don't think anything like that will be happening. That was my producer Steve voice.
I don't know whether I don't know.
And I was like, Steve, you are going. You're going to the cruise, and you're going to have a blast. Yeah. Oh, by the way, anybody who would like to go on the cruise,
well, how do I get my tickets,
try
Kevin?
To make passes at Steve, or just come hang out and have fun.
Oh,
no. You can get your tickets right now online.
That's correct. Yes.
You can go to the big999coyotecountry.com, or how about this? Text the word cruise to us right now.
Yes. What's that phone number, Kevin?
509-441-0999.
Well done, friend.
You Beautiful. Text that number and you say cruise, we will send you the link to buy your tickets right now.
It's the easiest thing ever.
They're technically $16 online because of a dollar service fee.
Yep.
Or you can go grab your tickets at Silver Safari.
Right.
Get them, because with selling them online, I think we're going to sell out.
Oh, we're going to sell out quick. So, yeah, don't do one of those things where you're like, oh, well, let me ask 12 people and then we'll get back to you. You need to ask right away, like take care of it in the first few days here, and then get your tickets, because it is going to go fast.
Yeah, or ask 11 or 13 people.
All right.
Steve, what do you anticipate?
I'm seriously going to come in there during the break.
Going to be like?
What did I do?
What do you think a cruise is like? What's your concept of it?
Well, I mean, I did go on the day cruise with my parents when they
were
here.
Okay, all right. All right.
Yeah, it's a lot like that.
Yeah, it's like that if it's opposite day.
Where my dad is going, I can't hear. What is he saying?
Yeah, it's kind of the same. Yeah, you're already ready.
That's hilarious. Oh, goodness.
There is no tour.
Oh, there's
guide.
No history.
No.
Unfortunately.
No.
And the most of the action goes on upstairs.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit different, right? You're up on the deck.
Yeah.
That's where all the partying happens. That's where all the dancing happens.
Oh, I'll be dancing.
You will?
Oh, sure. Why not?
Okay. Steve, you better be ready.
It'll be fun.
The ladies are going to throw themselves at you. Do you agree, Jay?
Oh, it's going to be great. He's going to be the most popular guy on the cruise times 10.
Oh.
Yeah. Without question.
I mean,
get out of here.
Sean from Thompson Falls might get angry.
Yep, but he could be number two this year.
You're right, Jay. Would be the first time ever.
Yeah. So again, get your cruise tickets right now. Text cruise. I'm going to tell you that we're getting a lot of people texting the text line right now. So don't wait on the purchase, okay? This thing's going to sell out pretty quick. So again, you text the word cruise to 509-441-0999, and then you just go online, get your cruise tickets. And we'll see you with producer Steve on July the 11th.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Were you in the back, Jim, at Mead? Because what a deal.
Kevin James.
Well, I had to. Here's the funny thing, Jim. Jim?
The Jay and Kevin Show on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Hot Topics.
Hot Topics.
Round number two. By the way, we're going to qualify someone, a couple people, in fact, for the Free Fuel Friday. We got $500 worth of free fuel to give away on Friday. We're going to qualify some folks here momentarily, so hold on. I mean, all you got to do is call. We put your name in the drawing. On Friday, we draw for $500. It's a good deal.
Pretty sweet, yeah.
Speaking of good deals, earlier today...
Good deal, man.
Somehow, one of our friends got brought up, and our friend Calendar Face...
Yeah.
Who doesn't come by the show very often.
Mm-mm.
But when he does, it's always a smash hit.
What a treat.
And Steve is like, I don't know what Calendar Face is. Oh, and then we're like, oh, well, Steve, we could do it for you. And then the problem was we couldn't find the intro for Calendar Face.
Yeah, Calendar Face's intro's gone.
So I don't know. I know it just needs, some sort of music. I can't remember how, what all happens when Calendar Face shows up.
I don't
up.
Know. I mean, there was no intro.
I'm always very... quiet when Calendar Face is here.
Well,
I think that's Calendar Face music.
I think it is.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
That is really soothing.
Yeah, it's very much like Calendar Face himself.
Somehow I doubt that.
Ladies and gentlemen, what an exciting day. with the resurgence of Calendar Face.
Hey, Jay.
Hello, Calendar Face.
It's me, Calendar Face.
Hello, Calendar Face. How are you?
It's good. It's June.
Thank you.
June 10th.
Yes, June 10th.
2024.
Mm-hmm.
Judy Garland would have been 102 years old today.
Thank you, Calendar
Face. If she wouldn't have died.
Right, she's gone. She's no longer with
us. She died in 1969.
Thank you for that. Appreciate that. Yep.
What are you doing today?
Today, well, you know, it's just work and then...
You could be going to the Expo 74.
Oh.
Films from the Vault.
The Films from the Vault.
In Brown's edition.
Oh, I wouldn't mind that.
That's today.
Wow, that's exciting.
Actually, it's not today.
It's not?
It's closed on Mondays.
Oh, Calendar Face. I hate it when things sneak up on you like that.
You could do a daily scenic cruise on Lake Coeur d'Alene.
Oh, wow, but Steve's parents aren't here, so I can't do it.
Hi, Steve.
You're exactly how I envisioned, or pictured, or no.
Yeah, what do you think a calendar sounds like?
Like Eeyore?
We don't do much, we just lay here.
Right, yeah.
And people write on us.
True. I haven't written on you at all on the wall.
My favorite is stickers.
Stickers?
They tickle. I like it when people put stickers on me.
On your face?
The Inland Northwest Railroad Museum
okay.
50th anniversary celebration is going on.
Wow.
Well, not today. They're closed on Mondays.
There's not much to do on Mondays around here, no. Is there, Calendar Face? Everybody takes Monday off because they're probably open Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
A Vista Water Power walking tour.
Walking tour of a vista?
Of the power. The water power.
Oh.
Walking tour.
Oh, okay.
Downtown.
Is that open on Monday?
Riverfront.
Mm. They take you on a tour?
Yep.
Huh.
Walking tour.
Walking tour. Yeah, I got that part. So,
I can't walk. I don't have legs.
Right, you're a calendar.
So how did this happen? How did you become Calendar Face?
What do you mean he's a calendar and he has a face?
I've always been
understand the question.
A calendar.
Are you a flat calendar or are you a... What are we talking here? I can't...
See. No, I'm a round calendar genius.
I don't know what the question was, but you are the first person to ever offend Calendar Face. Congratulations.
I'm a calendar.
Yeah, it's a calendar.
No, I meant like...
I have a hole at the top.
Right, yeah, yeah.
You hang me on the wall.
Okay, yeah. I thought maybe it was like a daily calendar. You know how those can be...
Yeah, I know.
Not,
I understand.
Not really flat, like a...
Like on a stand or something.
Yeah.
Sure.
Daily calendars are not real calendars.
Oh, hot take.
Yeah. Very.
What do you think of the 3-month calendar, Calendar Face? What are your thoughts on that?
Like the big desk ones?
Yeah, the ones that you can see all 3 months. You can see 3 months at a time, you know. There's one in the office that's it hangs on the wall and it's got 3 months showing.
They have their place.
Yeah.
But it's not a real calendar.
Not a regular calendar, no. Yeah.
You just 1 month you can at a write time. On,
uh-huh. You oh, you know, mean like a whiteboard calendar? Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Those are terrible. Those are not real calendars.
Not calendars. They're whiteboards.
No.
Yeah.
So, like the ones in your phone you don't like?
Phone?
Phone calendars.
What the phone?
Wait, is he from 1952?
Well, he's from every year.
I'm a calendar.
He's a calendar. He's not that... Did you say what the phone, or did you say what's a phone?
What the phone.
Thank you. Steve. That's way better. What the phone? I'm going to start using that. Is that okay if I use that, Calendar Face?
Cats is going on downtown Spokane at the Spokane Civic Theater.
Oh, Cats, okay.
From June 9th to June 16th.
Thank you.
Well, that's right now.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, but guess what?
It's closed on Monday.
Yeah, Wednesday through Saturday.
So there's nothing happening today.
It doesn't start June 9th at all. I guess it did. That's yesterday.
Yeah, so today it's just not happening.
Yeah.
Boy, we don't have a lot to do on Monday around here,
so,
do we?
Wait, hold on a second.
The
here.
Howard Street Promenade installation will be going on.
Oh, boy. That seems... Wow.
Promenade.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with lemonade.
Thank you.
So,
Steve.
Is your job, Calendar Face, to just say
too many
events?
Questions.
Okay, I'm
too
sorry.
Too many questions.
All right, then I'll be quiet.
What else is a calendar to do? Is a calendar's job...
What's a calendar to do?
To say events and keep track of events.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no.
What the phone?
Yeah, like, what else would a calendar do?
I mean, normally I just read off of a calendar. It doesn't talk back to me.
No. Science, baby.
Science?
Yeah.
Sorry you're lonely. Calendar. Imagine having a calendar that could talk to you all the time.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, my calendar, yeah, it's always empty.
There's always openings on his calendar.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a lot to put on there. Trying to remedy that with the whole cruise scenario.
Yes.
What, the phone?
You heard about the cruise.
Coyote Country Cruise is coming up.
Thank you.
July 11th.
Thank you, Calendar Face.
A cruise will take place from 7 to 10 p.m. and tickets available now.
That's correct. You just text the word cruise to 509-441-0999. Thank
they
you.
They are, however,
no,
closed on Mondays.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You know how they spell biscuit, Kevin?
B-I-S-K-I-T.
Is your name Kevin Steve?
I do know.
Kevin James.
B-I-S-K-I-T. Biscuit.
Steve's looking right at it. Yep, I see it. I know how to spell.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Coming up, the number one song in the nation. Stand by.
Oh, really? Okay, I'm curious now.
Do you want to take a guess? Let Steve go first. He's good at this. Steve, number one song, number one country song in the nation this week is...
Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Kevin, you want to guess?
Oh, man.
Very current.
Is that not right?
Not Morgan and...
Post.
Oh, what's his name? Post Malone.
Oh, that's what's close. His name? Yeah.
I was actually going to say that, but okay.
Not yet.
Yeah. It is...
Number four for them, guys.
Yeah, I can't even think of a number one song.
All
this
right.
is terrible. Well, I'm terrible at this right now.
Guess what? We'll find out in just a second then.
Kevin's Clip of the Day.
Also, right when we get done with the Clip of the Day, qualify you for the $500 in free fuels. Hold on.
Speaking of hot songs and hot a song that is very hot right now this summer, Shaboozy.
Yep.
And the Everybody in the Club Get Tipped There.
Yep.
Did you see him perform at CMA Fest?
I don't think so, no.
It was wild. It was one of those moments where the crowd was so loud singing the song, and he was so hyped up.
Mm-hmm.
Just very catchy, and yeah, you'll have to look up his performance. It was...
I'll do it.
It was something else. That has nothing to do with the Clip of the Day. That
I wouldn't
was a
imagine
bonus
it does.
Clip
yeah,
of the Day.
I wouldn't imagine.
Okay, so there's bonus. This guy on TikTok. His name is Taylor, and he is 6'9", a very good-looking gentleman.
Okay.
And he just goes around to other tall people and is like, hey, how tall are you? Whatever. And then they just strike up conversations.
Okay, yeah.
It's kind of weird. I started following him probably a year ago. And I'm like, why do I watch this guy's page? He's very likable, and he just finds different people, and
so,
it's kind of
easier to talk to tall people if you're tall. I mean,
absolutely.
It's okay to ask the question.
Right. And then they go, dude, how tall are you? And he's like 6'9", and he'll get guys way bigger than him.
Sure, yeah.
Small. Well, he ran into a girl the other day whose name was Gabby.
Okay.
And they hit it off. She was 6'2", I believe.
Mm-hmm.
She's beautiful. He's beautiful. They start chatting it up, and they have a real moment where they're like falling for each other, and the internet's gone wild over it. Like everybody just loves this little romance with him and or potential romance with him and Gabby, and they're just like, wow, this is everybody's rooting for them. And on the internet, that never happens.
Pretty
right?
rare, yeah.
Yeah,
you have
and
to
so
be
he's even
likeable.
Like left messages saying, "This is so amazing that you guys are all supporting in a toxic environment on TikTok or whatever." He's like, this is crazy that everybody's rooting for us. And this is a lady who is rooting for them, trying to convince her husband that he should care.
A serious question for you.
Okay.
What do you think of the whole Taylor and Gabby romance?
The what?
The Taylor and Gabby romance. Like, I am so here for it.
that Taylor Swift?
No, Taylor's the boy.
Taylor's the boy?
Yes, and Gabby. So Taylor's that 6'9 guy that interviewed the tall girl, and they had like this ridiculous chemistry.
I have no idea.
And so after the interview, they decided to go on a date.
Okay.
And then they went on a date, and now he wrote a song because he wants to fly her out to South Carolina, but she lives in Miami. But she is also
Jane,
like 6 foot.
Let me go ahead and stop. Let me go ahead and stop you. I don't know what you're talking about, and even more so,
it's
I
like,
could care
they
less.
They are. No, if you see them, you will care.
No,
you will care.
Care.
You trust me.
I
you will care.
You
will care. They. She is pretty much. This is the Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
No.
This is the new Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
I'm good on that. I didn't care about that one either.
No, but you will care about this.
No, I don't.
They're
care.
Both authentic. Like, oh my gosh. I'm so, like, everyone's rooting for them. Yeah. Everyone is rooting for them.
I'll let everyone root for them, not me. I really don't care.
I bet you.
I don't care.
Oh, it's the love story of the century.
No, we're the love story of the century.
Oh, that a boy. Well done. Well done.
He was a champ there at the
good
end.
Good job.
He is driving during that entire thing. He's got big arms, tattoos.
He has the most confused look on his face for the first half of that. Like,
yeah,
what language
like,
are you
what?
Speaking?
Yeah. Wait, why am I supposed to care about this?
Yeah, yeah.
And he was trying to be interested, and then he just realized, no, I do not care about it.
Let me stop you right there, babe.
Let me stop you right there.
Yeah.
But the closing on that was awesome.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Then he just goes, no, we're the love story.
Because he can't argue with that then.
No. Yeah, there was nothing.
That's kind of nice, though. I like the fact the internet has decided to, you know, root
it
for
is.
Someone.
It's fun, and we'll see what happens with Taylor and Gabby if they turn into a real love or not. I will definitely keep you updated.
Gosh, I'm so excited.
For those who don't care, I'm sorry.
I am so excited. Look at my face.
That's your excited face.
Thank you. I'm glad Calendar Face isn't here because that's not an excited face. Although he would, you know what he would do? He would celebrate if they put a date on it.
That is true.
Yeah.
Calendar Face would love that.
Thank you, Kevin.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You tie like a fishing line to the doll that's laying on the floor. You've probably seen those, Kevin.
Yeah, try to get the spooky doll to scare someone.
You need to stand it up, and the person is usually sitting on the couch with like a laptop or something.
Yeah.
So fun, as long as it's not you.
Kevin James.
Like, all of a sudden, the doll just starts moving, and then at the very end, they always pull it really hard, and it flies at you.
It comes flying at you. It's not funny.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
You seen the other one with the spider filter? You seen that one, Kevin?
I don't think...
So it's like you install this spider filter on your phone, and then, you know, the person whose phone it is.
I have seen
And then
it.
You're there with another person. You're like, hey, babe, you want to... Let's do a little such and such video. And the guy,
right.
It's usually a woman who has it on their phone, and then it's a guy or it's a, you know, and he goes, okay. And then when you get your face into the screen, it shows us, looks like a spider's crawling on your head. Have you seen that one, Steve?
I have. Oh, it's a funny jokes always.
Again, funny when it's not you.
Yeah.
The spider one is the worst.
Have you fallen for that?
No, my wife wouldn't try that just because she wouldn't want me to ever try it back to her, so she wouldn't do it. But no, I mean, it doesn't take much if you just aren't really thinking, and next thing you see a spider on your face. I mean, you don't think you would fall for it?
Oh, I definitely would.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Wow, I was going to say. It's,
That's what I was like, I'm not sure I'm buying this one, Steve.
Yeah.
But you know you would fall for it.
Oh, for sure.
You're more likely to fall for the fake spider on the face or the creepy doll that's moving on its own?
Probably the spider.
Kevin?
That seems more
believable that a spider would be on your face?
Yeah, but I do think that because it's on the phone, I would go, oh, that's a filter.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more than if I was sitting on my couch doing something and a doll started moving across the floor. That would freak me out. I think I'd be more freaked out by the doll.
It's so crazy.
Is that fair?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's fair, yeah. Okay.
Did you see before we get to our final thoughts, did you see the guy with the bear in his house in California?
No.
Left his slider open.
Oh,
yeah.
The bear comes in.
Hello? Are you nice? You're in my house. Get out of my house.
Just try to stay calm. I don't even remember what I was saying. Well, I see him in my front yard, but I've never seen one. They came from the backside.
Yeah, the bear walked around the back of the house, walked in through the slider. just standing there in his kitchen doing dishes.
Calm.
Yeah, and he's like, uh-oh. He heard something, turns around, there's a bear, and it's peeking around the corner.
Wait, the bear was doing dishes?
Uh-huh, yeah. Bear was doing dishes.
Well, I'd let him stay.
Yeah, I would, too. If you're going to clean the house, man, I'm all for it.
No joke.
Final thoughts.
Are you nice?
Are you nice? You're in my house.
Very nice.
Are you nice?
Are you nice? You're in my house.
Yeah. That's a good thing to say to everybody, actually.
Yeah, it is.
Just in general.
Somebody comes over and you're like,
are you nice? You're in my house.
And then I'd be like, get out of my house.
You've overstayed your welcome.
I just got here. I don't care. All right, Steve.
You know, I was picking up some food the other day, and the guy was giving me at the register some napkins.
Okay.
And he starts, he grabs one or two, puts them in the bag or whatever, and then he starts grabbing more, and he's looking at me, like, straight in the eyes, like, oh, I know you're dirty.
What?
He gave you that look, did he?
Yeah, well, I don't know. He gave me, like, 10 napkins.
Wow.
Like, is that necessary?
That's nice of him.
Well, I mean, if he goes back for a second handful of napkins, that's he's not being shy about it.
Yeah. Was he waiting for you to say, okay, that's good?
Oh, like the Parmesan cheese?
Yes.
Like, oh,
or
stop.
The pepper, the ground pepper.
That's right.
I don't know. And maybe I'm thinking, maybe it was just an all one motion. But still, it was like 10 napkins. That's a lot of napkins.
It is a lot, yeah.
And it was coming out of one of those napkin dispensers.
So each one's by itself?
Yeah, yeah.
That's funny.
And I was like, is that enough? I'm I think that's enough.
You're like, I think I'm good. And whoa.
Final thoughts.
I will tell you, Steve, once you have a child anywhere in your life...
Oh, man, keep all of them, right, Kev?
You will never, ever say no to extra napkins.
No.
You just stuff them in the glove box, wherever you can put them, center console, because you will need those napkins.
Oh, I mean, I used them all, but that's beside the point.
What you need to do, Steve, is anytime they're overdoing it with the whatever it is, you know, crushed red pepper or salsa, whatever, if they put in, like, a ton, I always go, can I get a couple more? Huh? And they always look at you like,
you so greedy.
Well, do you actually... Well, I guess what? You can save that for later. So,
Have you not seen the baggies full of stuff around here?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Are you kidding me? I'm taking
Mr.
that stuff
save
here.
It for later.
Heck yeah. It's not like I'm not using it.
Right. Okay. Well, that's understandable. That's fine. And maybe I'm imagining it. Maybe it wasn't as bad as I thought it was, but it seemed like he was putting some in there.
That would be a very funny little shtick to do if he was, like, recording it, and he just kept one napkin, just keep going, and then stop and look at Steve, then do, like, three more, and then stop and look. Nope, keep going. That'd be fun.
Yeah, that's what it seemed like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's our next prank.
It is sunny out. The weather is nice, finally. And that means one thing.
Allergies?
Scooters are back, baby.
Scooter season.
Scooters are everywhere. And let me just tell you, as a guy who drives through Kendall Yard, where scooters are everywhere.
Yeah.
Aplenty.
Hey
now.
Can we just be a little more careful so that we don't end up having a story where someone gets hurt very badly on a scooter?
You're talking about both the riders and the drivers?
And as a driver, I'm going to blame it more on the riders.
Okay, yeah.
But there is definitely some drivers who need to pay attention better.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
There's a bad spot where it's coming out of the grocery store over there. And you can't see very good if you're looking to your right and you're pulling out of the grocery store. You can't see very good because there's a little hill.
Yeah.
But the scooters come down through there very fast. It's where the girl wiped out before the Shania concert.
Yeah.
That video that went viral.
Right.
She
hit a parked car or a moving car.
A moving car.
Yeah.
Because the car pulls out to try to see where they're going.
Yeah.
And I witnessed it the other day, again, with a man in a Tesla. Now, luckily, guess what the Tesla does?
I had a funny joke there, but I can't say it.
It just applies the brakes, and nobody got hit. It, like, brakes automatically, I guess.
Oh.
And so, but the people on the scooters... They were being reckless. They weren't paying attention.
Yeah.
The guy driving wasn't paying attention. And
you're usually
oh.
not looking on the sidewalk. Sometimes you're looking in the street, and that is a mistake. Yeah.
Yeah, and the scooters also pay attention, dude.
Yeah. Like, no, I'm with you.
You're going to lose that battle.
For real.
So there's my warning to everybody for, the summer season.
Thank you, Kevin.
Scooters, be careful. Drivers, be careful.
I liked all of it. Like everything you did there. I'm sort of disappointed in myself.
Oh, no.
I'm trying to think of, like, we've gone out or ordered food or picked it up or whatever the case might be, you know, at restaurants.
Yeah.
Probably, I'd just say, a couple times a week lately in the last couple of weeks. Busy end of the school year, running around, doing a lot of stuff. So we've had some sort of meal either picked up or eaten in, okay?
How many napkins?
A lot.
I'm sure.
And I have now realized that almost no matter what I order, I can't finish it.
What is happening?
It's disappointing. I have nothing to say to you.
It's disappointing.
Why? Are you just that? You've gotten to that age and size where you're like, that's all I got.
I don't know. I just like, I mean, I always think the same thing. Well, I could finish it, but I'm also probably going to be miserable if I do. So what's the point?
Wait, when you say everything, you mean everything? Like it's happening to anything you get. So like half a sandwich and soup. You're only eating half of it.
Well, if I order half a sandwich, I'd probably be able to finish that. I never do, though. Today, you know what I have for leftovers? Half a sandwich. You know why? Couldn't finish it.
Wow, like what kind of sandwich? Like a...
It was a...
PB&J?
Yes, Kevin.
Couldn't finish that.
It was a PB&J. Who could possibly put that away? What is the name of that place? It was a sub. You know, it was a sub sandwich.
Okay, sub sandwich. Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
Should be able to finish it, but that's all right.
I couldn't do it. I don't know.
What's happening?
Now, the good news is I have leftovers all the time.
That is great news.
Well, the bad news is I can't finish anything. I don't know what the deal is.
Huh.
Well, I think it just is. That's that, you know, age, size.
Also, I tend to eat like throughout the day, so maybe I'm just like not as hungry at mealtime, so I'll literally be like, oh, it's... You know, 10 o'clock, I got to eat some.
Oh, you're a grazer.
1 o'clock, I got to eat. Maybe that's it.
Yeah. That's supposed to be actually really healthy for you.
Sure.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Happy trails to you.
Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
All right, well, that's the show. We got to go. On the way out, though, we're giving away some tickets to the Webb Slough Jet Boat Races. If you'd like to win those, it's 509-441-0999. We'll take caller 7 right now.
Ooh, I like the way you said that.
It's coming up this weekend, by the way.
Yes, it is.
All right, guys, have a great day. Get out and enjoy it. It's supposed to be super nice. It's not going to be windy till Wednesday or something?
My big plans for the day are
nap,
barbecue.
I like it. Ooh. I think you're in a groove right now at the barbecue. I say keep it up.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you.
How many days do you think you can go?
Oh, I could do it every day. If I wanted to, yeah.
All right.
I believe you'll
have food every day.
I believe you'll run out.
Of things to barbecue.
No. Of the energy to walk outside and do it by Wednesday.
No, it'll be more of a, I just have enough food that I don't need to.
Oh, because you'll have leftovers.
Cook on Wednesday. Yeah.
There you go. All right, everybody, have a great day. Thanks for being here. We appreciate it. More chances to qualify for the free fuel. And don't forget, cruise tickets are now available for the July 11th cruise on Lake Coeur d'Alene. 3 hours of fun for you on Lake Coeur d'Alene. And you can get your cruise tickets by simply texting the word cruise to 509-441-0999.
We are so glad you came. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.